Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, writer, and the still rising Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. We lost our phenomenal woman this week, Maya Angelou. So this week's blog appeared in the Huffington Post and is called My Maya Angelou. Well, it's disingenuous to claim Maya Angelou is mine, but don't we all kind of feel that way? She sat next to me once in first class on an early morning flight. I can't tell you where I was going to or coming from, most likely a comedy gig. I really don't know. All I remember with any clarity is that I was sitting next to Maya Angelou. I had boarded early and was ensconced in the window seat, selfishly hoping the one next to me would remain open. I looked up and saw her coming down the aisle. At first I thought, she looks familiar. I think this was my brain's way of protecting me from taking in all at once the reality of who I was seeing. Alice Walker, Cicely Tyson, and then it's her. It's Maya Angelou. I stared, well, I tried not to and failed, as she walked up, stopped at the empty seat next to me, and began sitting down. I'm not schizophrenic, but the voices in my head became a screaming mob. Stop staring. I'm not staring. Yes, you are. Okay, I'm staring. Well, stop it. You're being creepy. Am not. Are too. Are you going to say something? What? No, it's Maya Angelou. Exactly. It's Maya Angelou. You can't be rude. Maybe she wants to be left alone. Just say hi. Don't try to sit in her lap. Fine. Okay. Well, hurry up and say something before it gets weird. I took a deep breath to get my heart out of my throat and said, good morning. She said, good morning. And that simple exchange of pleasantries was all I could handle. That's right. I get paid to essentially talk for a living, and now I couldn't. I had no words, at least none on the outside. On the inside, it was the Tower of Babel. Oh my God. She spoke to me. Did you hear that? She spoke to me. See, that wasn't so bad. I know. Should I say something else? Oh, for the love of God, no. Why not? Because you'll embarrass us. And so I sat there quietly reading my book. And by reading, I mean staring at type on a page. Don't ask me what the book was. I have no idea. All I remember is that I was sitting next to Maya freaking Angelou. How I wish I'd been reading And Still I Rise so the voices in my head could have debated about asking for her autograph. A flight attendant asked Miss Angelou if she wanted anything to drink. Without missing a beat, she said, I'll have a vodka and orange juice. The voices in my head all said, well, damn. Is that why the cage bird sings? It wasn't even 10 a.m. As the flight got underway, the phenomenal woman took out her laptop and the voices said, oh my God, Maya Angelou has a laptop? Of course she had a laptop, but somehow I thought she crafted her brilliance with a feather quill and parchment. And then I thought, Maya Angelou was going to write a poem right here, right now, while she's sitting next to me. Is this really happening? This is happening. I had to see what she was writing. I just had to. You understand that, don't you? And so, as nonchalantly as I could, which means not at all, I shifted my position in my seat so I could see her computer screen from the corner of my left eye. And that's when I saw that the Maya Angelou was playing solitaire. You heard me. Solitaire. And just like that, she was transformed into a real person, a human being. My Maya. True. The vodka and orange juice before noon should have clued me in, but I'm a slow learner. I eased back into a comfortable position in my seat, and the voices were quiet for the rest of the trip. And now that my Maya has taken her final flight, her seat next to me, while vacant, will never be empty. Good night, my Maya. We'll miss you. Safe travels.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at the UrbanIrma.com and watch the video edition on YouTube.com/LeighAnneLord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.